Here at the AgCareers.com AgHR Roundtable, I'm speaking with Dan Rice with Alltech, who did a presentation this morning here. And Dan, what's your title with Alltech?
Currently, I'm a strategic analyst at Alltech.
Okay, now mainly your whole presentation was about really raising the bar, and as far as recruitment in the ag industry is concerned. Now, one of the things that you talked about was something that Alltech did at the equestrian games that you sponsored. Tell me about that.
What we did is as part of our title sponsorship, we were allotted 4 acres of space on the grounds of Kentucky Horse Park, and so we built this Alltech experience. And what we ended up using that space for is really to talk with everybody that came through the gates about agriculture, the general public, people that are in ag, and really share some of our ideas, the way we're seeing the future of agriculture, and trying to get people excited about there's so many opportunities, especially for a career path for kids, for students, to really, we've got this challenge of feeding the world, but it's completely, you know, completely attainable. We can do it. We just need more ideas. We need more people focusing on it. So we use that space at the World Equestrian Games to talk about that and try and get people excited about agriculture as a career path.
Well, and as far as the general public is concerned, the perceptions of agriculture, the public perceptions of agriculture are not really good right now, are they?
I would agree. I refrain from using some of the media sources because I think we hear them all the time at all these meetings and the same movies and the same, you know, media that goes around. And it's just time that we move on from that and we share our own story. And it was alluded to yesterday that all of these great companies here today, we all have very limited resources. So it's time to work together and kind of raise the bar for all of agriculture, you know, have a unified voice and not stand for a lot of this that, can happen. I think there's more and more examples happening where if you engage in these sort of conversations, people are very willing to listen. It doesn't have to be combative. It doesn't have to be, completely revolutionary. It's just being transparent, being open and just sharing your ideas. And really the concern, I think the big concern is that we're not feeding everybody in the world today. How are we going to do it when there's 10 billion people on the planet? So we have to drive the change now.
Well, what are some of the ideas that Alltech is using as far as recruitment is concerned?
The couple ones that I talked about today on the science side is our Young Animal Scientist program, and that's partly a scholarship program, but partly it's really getting involved with the students throughout the process. Kind of guiding them and their writing techniques, showing them what we like as a corporation, as an organization, trying to understand what they're writing about, what they're interested in terms of research, and sharing. It's really about getting more time with those science students and getting them. The winners ultimately get flown to Lexington and get awarded the honors in front of everybody in front of a symposium in front of 2,000 people. The other one would be on for sales and marketing is really getting involvement out in the field in our regional offices. So we run a lot of meetings all year long, and we're basically getting students into these offices and getting them just hands-on, helping them, allowing them to help run the meetings. So that's, set up and tear down, involvement in the meeting, contribution to the meeting. And really what that allows us to do is they can see the Alltech way of doing things. At the same time, we're kind of learning about them, their intangible skills, as we're all talking about in this meeting, the intangibles. That's the key bit that we're looking for in all of these students. So that gives us an access to really do both of those things with these students.
You were talking about the Generation Y and Z and what they're looking for. How are you addressing that?
The research consistently shows that those generations are interested in what their job duties are going to be, what their job description is going to be like, how long of a leash are they going to have in terms of decision making with these various organizations. What they're not interested in all, I think the statistics that I show, only 9% of the respondents in the surveys are interested in compensation and benefits. So we're trying to leverage that understanding, and that's why we're getting kids involved with the AYS, with our North American Lecture Tour, and showing them, here's an example of a regional marketing coordinator with Alltech, or a territory marketing coordinator, or a salesperson. You can see them in action, see them communicating with their customers, what really the scope of the job descriptions, what that entails. So it's a direct understanding of, appreciation for what we look for in employees, and I think that's trying to connect with them and see if they're interested in that sort of thing. We can further develop that more quickly as opposed to just handing out job applications or something like that. So it's just that extra bit to really connect with them on that level.
What do you think about this event? You had a lot of interaction with the audience here after you talked. What do you think about what they're doing here?
I'm really excited to be here. This is I've got the green dot on my badge, which indicates that I'm a first year here. And as Eric mentioned, you know, some of the challenges we're facing at Alltech, we're here to learn as much as everybody else. And I think what everybody shares here is this constant. What keeps us all up at night is recruitment, and in a sense, it is competition amongst various companies, but in a sense, it's competition in agriculture for, you know, the other hard sciences, for the engineering and computer sciences, whatever it may be, there's competition there as well. So everybody's thinking the same things. If we're trying to sustain our business, it doesn't matter if it's for-profit, non-for-profit, university level, everybody's after the same resources. And so I think there's a collective understanding that we've got to change the way we're doing things and training our young people and getting them interested in agriculture. But I think the big point is what we have in our industry and over the any others is we know the challenge ahead. We know that there's an absolute career path and the growth is there. And the value proposition is there to really get stuck in agriculture and really contribute to change the world, which ties in perfectly with what these Generation Y and Z are looking for. They want to change the world. So we've got it in agriculture.
Well, you also touched on what has been a theme already in this at this meeting, and that's the need for skilled laborers, and that's really important for Alltech as well, right?
Absolutely, we're a science-based company first, but the science drives the production. We have all of our own production and manufacturing, and we need people that can learn the systems really well because we're wanting to build more plants around the world, and we need our people to go do those installations and. We're building a lot of new plants as we speak, so we need our own people that can do that as quickly as possible. So, absolutely.
All right. That's all the questions I have, Dan. Anything else you want to add?
No. Thanks for the opportunity. I really appreciate what AgWired's doing, and I enjoy the site, and you all are really connected. It's always fun to see where you and Chuck are always going around the country. So.
All right. Thank you very much. Here at the Ag Careers Ag HR Roundtable, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.